Paris. I actually think, I know Gina Rinehart rightly getting lauded as the godmother of Australian swimming, the amount of money, and she's worth tens of billions of dollars. I've met Gina a few times, and I say she's one of the greatest living Australians for a reason, because I think she is. But she has this really gentle, down-to-earth, homespun kind of pleasantness about her. And she's actually genuinely excited about the Olympics. She's put her considerable amount of money where her mouth is and her passion is, and she's backed Australian swimming all the way. And look at the results. And she's backed a number of the other sports as well, and look at the results. And she has been cheering them on. She had the swimmers all on a Seine River cruise the other day, giving them gold slippers, and rightly so. I mean, she's just into all this bit of fun. She's a proud West Australian, but she's got a couple of properties here in Queensland, and she flies in and out quite often. She really does. She spends a lot of time here in Queensland. But I think Tom Tate really also has been a bit of a trick over there in Paris. I know he's there. I think he's scored a lot of gold for the Gold Coast, gold medal coast. Got to get used to that. I think all the football teams probably going to have to change their name. The Gold Medal Coast Suns. Yeah, we...